be a Rastafarian island, but it wasn't too bad. But but I haven't listened to anything. Today was the first day that I've heard your voice since I was last on the show.
Right. So what did you think of it? How'd they do with Hillary?
Well, actually, I tuned into you this morning when I woke up this morning just to see how the show was going. And I must say, you sound younger and clearer than I remember you.
That's true, Michael. It's happening, progressing. I'm progressing like that continuously. Wait, in 6 months, I'll even be even clearer and younger.
Well, no, it's probably after your quart of ice cream.
Oh, yeah, that helped, Michael. The old Lapper's ice cream, that probably had a good quart of that. But what were you hearing me banter with the stupid Ionettes, you know, the people you had to put up with, or was I playing evergreens? What was I doing that you, when you heard the clear voice?
You were talking with Brian, and you were talking about the evergreens, and you were talking about doing this big transmission that you're doing at the moment. And actually, while you were talking about that, Bob, I got a premonition that you're actually being quite irresponsible with this 5-day thing that you're doing, because there could be consequences in the Android meme from so much Bob all at once.
Well, did you hear what happened? Like 38 minutes before the beginning of the whole, whatever it is, the purple transmission, so 22 minutes after the hour leading into the beginning, all right, the fucking, what is it called, the network card, which Bill has never seen disconnected, was disconnected. Obviously done by Ion. It's impossible to disconnect it. So Ion did this, you know, hydraulic input to move us to another world to protect us from what you just warned us about. The Ion is helping us here and knocked out the station, which then took Bill an hour and a half to get going again, so we started an hour late, but we see it as necessary, and whatever you're projecting there was covered by Ion.
Well, it's interesting, Bob, because you asked me just now what you were talking about, and exactly that, when I turned you on this morning, that's exactly what you were talking about. And so I had this idea that, you know, you could shut the internet down for a while if you have just too much Bob. So I'm saying, you know.
And we did do that.
We had a preemptive strike.
It's like, yeah. Michael, you're right, that it was going to get blown out, and Ion did a stopgap, pulled it out, released the fucking thing that was going to happen.
Released the pressure, yeah.
Released the pressure before we started.
Yeah, it's like what's going on with the cold fusion. There's constant need to release the pressure.
Because Ion told me last week, I said, what do you think of this enterprise, this project? He says, go out blasting, Bob. So he set me up, and then I was blasting so much, ready to go, he had to pull the plug on his own suggestion.
Well, your energy sounds fantastically high, Bob, so well done. Whatever's going on, it's working.
It's better than sleeping. If I can keep feeding and eating these people and eating this experience and not fall back into the lazy condition of sleep, then I will be hyper-powerful within 3 or 4 days. Yes, there could be another couple of knockouts that I am going to have to do.
Mm. Yeah, well, it's also so infectious, Bob, because I noticed when I heard you this morning that my first impulse was to phone in, and I would have sort of abandoned my day to phone in, and it's kind of all-encompassing like that, which is probably one of the reasons why I jumped ship last time. It's just all-encompassing, you know, when I get involved with you, Bob.
Yes, it swallows up your identity. And also, you probably found it a bit irritating. Most of Brian especially are very dumb Ionettes. I can't get them to speak anything. I have to fucking rev everything up, you know, 14 hours a week, every week. It's not hard to do, but I think that you had to jump ship because actually you were getting a bit bored at the deadheads that were not responding to your and my interchange.
Well, I think when I jumped ship, it was Kiggy. I could never get.
Yes.
I think Kiggy was busy talking about needing a virgin again or something like that, and I think I went over to make coffee and.
Yeah, see, you couldn't take the negativity. You couldn't take the Antichrist energies of Kiki. That's the real reason. I brought him in to see who were the men, and you showed yourself lacking in the ability to handle the Kiki energies. He wasn't there for very long. You could have come back in a few weeks, well, and so now well, we know people.
If you remember, Bob, when he came on the first time, I did recommend to you that he should come on the show regularly, because if he did seem to sort of, you know, stir things around a bit and create some great content.
Yes, but you couldn't take it yourself.
Yeah, I might have to admit that it probably did get to me on some level, but I think it wasn't just Kiki. He was the one who was talking, I guess, when I jumped ship, so, you know, maybe there's something there, sure.
No, it did. Kiki did affect people. It got to be a little tense for people. They weren't sure if a couple of decisions were made. They didn't like this, and they didn't know it was just temporary, that it was an experiment by Bob just to bring in the asshole. What would I say about Kiki today?
He was replaced by Corbin.
Corbin replaced. You probably haven't heard Corbin. We've got
I heard Corbin. I heard Corbin.
Now, and you know that... He is so symbolic and appropriate for November 22nd because his father was involved in the Kennedy assassination, wrote about it, and was put in jail, and Corbin was tracked by the FBI ever since he was a young boy. Did you hear that story?
No, I didn't hear that part of it.
Yes, see, there's much. If you just got a bit of a replay of what happened over the last 6 months or so you've been gone, you would be swamped again. It's absolutely incredible what's going on here, Michael, and I think you should come back. I think you should get filled up your yogic fakir muscles and be able to handle this.
Bob, the problem is that you are continually recording everything that you're doing, so there's no real possibility of catching up on anything. Absolutely, you've just got to dive in and start swimming.
Dive in and swim. I don't re-listen to my stuff. I don't record. I don't believe in anything that's
and
going on.
And he keeps repeating it over.
I keep repeating it over and over.
And
you know, I didn't remember.
And since you've been gone, I don't know if you know. Matthew created an Oracle card deck, an Ionic card deck. He's got his first book out of his three-book trilogy. Bart has an incredible interactive website, the likes of which we've never seen before.
Just revealed 2 days ago, 3 days ago.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Well, I have complained about you, made little digs. I remember the Bill show, Michael, where we go on and it wasn't being recorded and I'd start telling the real stuff. Remember that? Remember the Bill show? You participated in the Bill show.
The tirades
I went on about you.
No.
I allowed you to have 3 months, but no, you cannot remain specialized in stupid fucking music. You must get back here in the tactile environment and do the real work of just staying alive and swimming in the pool here. This is the real exercise. You basically, Mikey, you fucked up. You went back to the old mode of whatever, with the perfect pitch. What is it you taught? The perfect moment, the perfect now? What was your knowledge?
The presence process.
Oh, yeah, the presence. You fell back into the present process. And I looked at that video. I saw one YouTube of you. You're in your kitchen.
Bob missed you so much. He started to go to YouTube. Bob didn't mean that.
I'm turning into Kiki. I'm channeling now. But there's this video, YouTube, of you in your kitchen listening to music, and I think it is your own band's music, and you got a funny hat on, a Kiki kind of hat, and you're in the kitchen. Do you remember that YouTube 6 months ago? And you're just sort of bouncing along.
I do, yes.
Now, I didn't know you were that tall, and the hat was silly, and I watched that guy and said, look at that narcissistic bubble he's gone back into. I understand it. I will tolerate for 3 months, but you are damn lucky you came into this performance today, because you would have been smoted eventually by either me or Ian or Carolyn. It's just not right what you've done to yourself, Michael.
It was absolutely the right moment to come back and chat. And actually, I have a question, Bob, but it's not for you. I want to ask Carolyn, are you doing this whole 5-day thing with Bob, or are you going to go and take a nap every now and then?
Oh, I had my 6 hours sleep already. I went for my morning walk. I did my PTAP exercise. I've arranged to go to the pool at 3 o'clock with a friend. I am continuing my day.
Yeah, she's not participating. She can't do it. She's a fucking weakling. As I do this, she just keeps saying, "You are my hero." I am actually impressing Carolyn. She knows she can't do this, that I am the more ascended person in this dynamic couple. It's being proved as we speak.
Oh, my. Everything he says is a lie.
You see, Michael, you're stirring up shit. What kind of question is that to ask about my wife in front of me?
So tell us what you've been doing. Tell us. What?
No, I'm not interested in what Michael's been doing. Keep asking questions. What's your next question, Michael? I think you started to say another one.
I think Carolyn is smart enough to know that in an endeavor like this, credit cannot be shared. You know, it's Bob Fest. So it's no point in doing anything but just carrying on being Carolyn and then let Bob do the Bob thing for Bob Quest.
Go ahead.
No, I did tune into. I heard Art Bell was back on the air, so I was curious. So I tuned in to listen.
He lasted a couple of weeks, and he quit again.
Mm-hmm.
He gave up.
Yeah, gave up. He quit. It was dismal. So, you know, if you just stay on for 5 days, you'll be on longer than his show was on when it came back.
That's right. You're right. You got it right there. And of course, I think they're saying the mythology is that he had some UFO interview, somebody on, and the authorities couldn't handle it. They called him out and said, "We will kill your fucking daughter if you don't stop this show." You know, that's the image they put out, that he put out such dangerous information that he had to back off to save his family. See, that's the myth. That's the bullshit.
No, I don't think. I think what happened was that he's a radio generation that doesn't understand the chip body and the Android meme and came on with the same old way of doing things, but it just didn't work on some level, even for him maybe as an announcer, even though he was doing it, even though people were listening. Something just never worked because it was almost
like... That means you know a bit more about it than I do. You mean there actually was reviews and that kind of statement was made?
No. That's my take on it. My take on it is that it was something personal to him is why he went off the air again. He came blasting in back on the air. It was all great, and then suddenly he was gone. And I think there was a misreading on himself and how powerful he thought he was, and his capacity to wield power with the station that he was on, all things like that are completely not really understanding how things work now.
Yes, he became aware of the post-information society that we have created. He came up against the ionic wall. He came up the Bob zone. That's what he bumped into, and he may not perceive that I even exist, but we have changed the world, and he did not have an energy for it. Now, Carolyn's calling me over. What are you showing me? Art Bell leaves Sirius. That's the big station. What did they say?
The reasons here.
His reason for leaving... he doesn't like the technology, the web player, a caller-driven show. The caller pool for our show is just too small. International listeners have no legitimate way to hear the show. So he's not happy with the technology. He doesn't understand that there's no audience. We operate with no audience. We are not interested in it. We have a solar fucking audience.
Yeah.
They get in the way. You were a prime example of it. You were a fine member of the audience, and you fucking shot yourself in the foot and got to where actually you already were, the non-audience. You knew to go non-audience. And so we are only talking. It's only Bob, Carolyn, JW, and Ion are the only voices talking to each other. It's a tetrad. It's a quadrophenic interaction, and we are the only thing standing here. We are the first to reappear. And so, yes, old Art Bell ran into the past.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what happened, and tried to recreate something. And also such safe, you know, the one or two programs I listen to, it's just such safe guests and such safe topics and such too linear almost, so...
Yes, doesn't work. We do not use the voice here. We do not make... You know, I tried to educate Hillary. Hillary started. I think Hillary detected something's going on here that she doesn't understand, so we will continue, and she'll take me over to her show, and she'll try to get, what the hell is this Bob energy? Like, she tried to veer it into macho bullshit, but that didn't work, and so we're waiting here. Hillary is the first victim of this fest. She came in blasting and doing well, but in the end knew that Bob was still inside her.
Well, what I was going to say about Art Bell is he created a genre like you did up in CKLN. And since he's been gone, everybody has their own internet radio show doing the same thing.
Yeah.
It's everybody's vying for these guests.
And they're trying to tell people something. We are not trying to tell people something. We're just warning them to start eating the drops or else. That's all we're doing. We're saying, here's the stuff. Art Bell and them do not have things for people to combustible. What's that word? Comestible.
Consumable.
No, comestible. You know, comestibles, those are, look it up. We looked it up about 6 months ago. Comestibles are things you eat. He does not have any comestibles for people. We do. That's the difference. We're not just a bunch of verbal information.
Sounds like some sort of vegetable.
It says something that can be eaten as food.
There it is, comestible. Wow. I am exactly correct.
Again.
But the that's what nobody has. We are providing comestibles. So it is actually true. Uh-oh, Carolyn's coming back over. She's coming me over. What is this? Wow! Just a bit, Mike. What do I do?
The look on your board.
Dig this, Michael.
Unmute.
Dig this. Now, where's the board?
Unmute.
The sound thing. Did that just come in, Carolyn?
Yep.
Okay, where is my web control plant? So I look for the phone number, right, Carolyn?
Yeah.
Where is it? Which one? Might you want to come over and help me find the number?
Just unmute everybody.
There it is. Oh, unmute. Unmute.
All participants are now unmuted.
Welcome aboard, Ion!
And may they rest in peace till we get there.
We're all exclusive, Michael!
Michael, you did
you
it!
You did it, Michael! You brought Ion back!
The very idea.
Definitely. A lot of people will die over the next 15 minutes. This is a traumatic, cataclysmic moment.
Great, good time.
Take the lead, Ion. Take the lead.
Yes, indeed. We are very pleased to join you all for but a moment.
Come on, people. Start having your readings. He's got it on there. Start yelling and screaming.
Ion, is it really you?
Oh, no.
Here we go. They can't believe it.
That's the first question.
Yeah, is it really you, Ion?
No.
Let's see your ID.
I have a validation question. If it's really Ion, what color panties am I wearing?
So you've gone to foundational garments now?
That's Ion.
Only here I don't wear undergarments.
Give us a little windmill action. We'd enjoy it.
Oh, my God, it's you. Oh, my God, it's nice.
Just got to have a little marathon. It stirs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
We attracted.
The rumors of your death were premature. Very good.
Well, you don't need to die. You just need a good death certificate. That's all you need.
Yeah.
Very good.
Come on, people. Do not be quiet.
Speechless. I'm
done.
So speechless.
It's done.
Oh my.
It's
okay,
done.
Let's talk about the labyrinth painting.
Yes.
Yes, it's spectacular.
Let's
talk about
the labyrinth.
Hey, Michael's got a question, Ion.
No, not a
question, just something to say to Ion.
You can run. You can run, but you can't hide.
You can run, Michael, but you can't hide. That's what I've been telling you.
Ion, what's the first thing you want to talk about?
Oh, Sheila, Sheila, Sheila. Let's
see. Yeah, all is well and then some.
That wasn't Sheila. That was Jean Ion.
Oh, are you talking about the Labyrinth painting?
Oh, you want to talk about Sheila? Okay.
Yes. By, he said my Duke's name.
It happened. It happened. Bob.
Yes.
Tell the anthropomorphic anti crew what your driven or your purpose-driven reality includes.
Right now.
Oh. Now he's got nothing to say. He's been talking non-stop.
Well, you fucking reveal the code word, Dion, you fucking betrayer. He puts out the secret code word right there in the fucking air, you asshole, okay? I'm not responding to that.
Tell us that.
Oh, so now he's going to maintain culpable deniability.
Yeah. I do not believe in anything, Ion. Nothing.
Good. Good. There's your secret. Look at the painting. Look at the painting. See where the painting goes. It connects. You're talking about Sheila's painting.
Yes.
Look at it and see where it goes. Connect the dots. Look at it. See it. It's all over the place. Just look. See.
It's all over the place, Michael. Which is actually what it is.
It's in our room. It's in so many people's living rooms.
But it's actually not. It's very rigid, visual, perspective-oriented, and it does not look like it's all over the place. But I am saying, no, it is all over the place. Very good point.
Indeed.
You're looking at the Ascension painting.
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong. Sorry, I looked at the wrong painting, I am. Yes, that's even more all over the place. Yes, you're correct.
Yes, indeed. That's Bob with his hand signals for the blind. Only he could give an exhortation of the wrong painting.
I do not pay attention enough to these artifacts of Iondom. I am a fraud. You know that. I am an infiltrator. I represent the 99%ers. I'm always going back into the past.
Yeah, he's still telling people he's 92 years old, Ion.
At least.
Yeah, at least, you fucker.
And barely broke in good.
But come on, people. I want you to jump in and say statements.
Ion.
Well, a bunch of people are muted, Bob. Take them off mute.
Oh, sorry. Am I got people muted? How did I do that?
Is my dog appreciating his drop where he is?
Ion.
No, listen, guys. One at a time, then.
No, they'll never get nothing. They're too polite.
No,
start yelling.
All line up.
Hi,
oh,
Ion.
Are we off mute?
No, Ion.
You had people muted. Okay, Ion, let me direct. Madeline asked if her father, who just had an issue, is enjoying his RNA drops.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. But the pain is still there, but it's muted.
By the drops?
The drops have muted the pain.
Good.
Okay, next question.
Is Atlanta on schedule?
Yes.
What Legend say? Do it again, Legend.
Is the manna on schedule?
Is that means the bread of life coming?
Of course.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Next question.
And all along, you all just can't see it.
Yeah, exactly.
Noah has a question.
This is Katie Tom. Is that
little Sarah?
Yes, Noah has a question about netherworld portals or something.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, he would like to ask.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Noah.
Hey, Noah.
Hi. Do you know about nether portals from Minecraft?
Yes. Look at your thumb and your index finger. Spread them as far as you can. And look at those,
phone.
And that's where they begin and end.
Did you get that, Sarah? You heard that, Sarah?
No, I didn't. No,
Noah.
I'm sure Noah will tell me.
Yeah, Noah will tell you.
Okay.
So, Noah, did you hear the answer, Noah?
Yes.
Very good. Anything more you would add to that, Ion?
That'll do. He got it.
Okay.
So the portal is between your thumb and your pointer finger?
Oh, no, that's where they end and begin.
Yes. They end and begin.
Yeah. On one hand, Carolyn put two hands together, one hand.
Don't one, just don't one.
Right. That's a resonant interval, Carolyn.
Wow. Okay, next question.
I'll ask a question. Hi, Ion. This is Katie Thomas.
Katie!
How are you?
We are so non-physical.
Well, I have a question about my writing. Am I on the right track with my novel and what I'm doing to move forward to indie publishers on Kindle?
Okay, I'm going to mute everybody. They're
going. Just bring Katie in.
Yeah, we'll do this... You people are being silly. We asked.
No. If there's some, if someone's got their computer on, and I heard my voice.
Yes. Okay. So I mute all, and then.
All participants are now muted.
Lynchburg, go ahead, Katie. Kathy.
I can hear you. Okay. No, it's Katie.
Yes. Yes.
Not
Katie.
Kathy.
Katie,
so
go ahead.
I wanted to ask about my novels. Am I on the right track with the novels that I'm writing, and my plan to independently published those on Kindle in May. Do you have anything to tell me about that?
Uh-oh. Did Ion go?
Oh, you have to unmute Ion,
too. Oh, yes. Sorry, Ion. Where is he? Okay, you're unmuted, Ion.
So therefore, what you must do is continue as you were. Don't stop. Just
we missed it. You got to repeat it, Ion. You were muted. Repeat the statement from the...
You won't catch us. You won't catch us repeating gossip, so we think...
I know what he said. I know what he said. I think I
okay,
know what
good.
He said.
Yeah.
Say another question. Say another question, Katie.
Oh, my gosh. How are my animal communication feels like it's really... picking up since I've been on the drops. Is that something that I'm imagining, or is that true?
No. Leave the beast part out of it. The connection is already there. You've got the connection. Don't make it be about that. If you make it be about the communication, then if it's not there, then you're less than. Make it be about the connection with just the being of body,
okay.
Whoever it is or whatever it is, and then it won't be surprised you. Dirt will start talking to you, honey.
Okay.
That's my Ion. Wonderful answer.
Okay, unclick someone else so they can have a question.
Are you happy with that, Katie?
I'm thrilled. I'm just thrilled. Thank you so
okay,
much.
Okay, so I will unmute everybody.
All participants are now unmuted.
I have a question,
hi,
Deb West.
Oh, there's Deborah. Okay, so we mute everybody.
Yay.
Yeah, mute.
All participants are now muted.
Yes, now, let's find Deb's number. 70, no, that's not that one. Heck, just a second now. I'm working. We brought in Ion. Entertain the truth while I look for her number.
It's the Cadillac Queen of Montana.
That's right. Well,
yes.
Montana and environs.
There, I found it. Go ahead, Deborah.
Hey, Ion.
Hey, sugar love.
Oh, it's great to hear your voice live and real. I have a question that I think everybody would like to hear the immediate answer. Why did you leave?
We did.
And, well, not that you ever really left, but why, you know, the way that it happened. And then
we didn't.
What?
They didn't.
What promoted you? I know he never left, but in this now and hearing the voice live.
Yeah.
And our sessions, can you explain to us why they went...
Some have all along. The point of this interaction was to bring you into your power, not into ours.
Yes.
We already
have
ours. We want to bring you into yours. And once that interaction comes to a new level, then the connection conductivity must connect. We're not talking about disconnection or connection. We're talking about procuring your perfection.
Mm-hmm.
That's how this works, you see. And so, swim, or drown. Please,
right.
Yourself. So, come on, let's have some fun.
So, what brought you back today?
This abysmal use of the degrees of separation.
You better laugh, Ion.
Who, what? When, where, how, why, what? What? No. Primer 101. Don't just separate. Connect. Go ahead, dear.
Any business advice for me?
Lather, rinse, repeat. Keep doing what you do. If you don't like doing it, stop it. If you do that, do that more.
See, no answer there. Same old shit, Deborah. Didn't help at all.
And then when they go full time, cap the well and open the next one.
Oh, okay.
No information.
Right.
Don't let them frack. Don't let them frack. It's not necessary.
Frack? You just mentioned fracking?
Yeah.
Ian, what do you think of Veep? Are you watching Veep with Julia Dreyfus?
Dreyfus,
yeah.
No.
You're not? Okay.
We don't.
All right.
Here.
We will unmute everybody again and see who...
All participants are now unmuted.
Oh, there's Wendy.
Wendy. Yeah.
Wendy. Very good. Go ahead, Wendy.
Hi,
is Ion on?
Yes, everybody's on.
And apparently three of the dogs, when your voice came on, they could hear it outside. They went insane. Did they come in because of you?
See, we are the same as they. We are non-physical. So, yes, they would instantly respond. That's why they can hear things you can't.
Okay.
Yes, you are their constituent representative. You're their member of Congress.
Relatively speaking, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And your last communique, you said something about Brian, something's going to stop. And I have been so puzzled. Is that something you can share with us?
I'll try to get that. Nope. Where's that noise coming from? That's a communication there. There's a communication.
It is.
Look what Brian triggered.
Brian's still there?
Yes, but he's not speaking.
I think it's a message.
All aspects are available.
All aspects are available.
All aspects are available. So any level of energy is just that, it's a flow. So it can connect, just that's your answer to your question.
Okay.
Energy is energy. Connect it.
All right. I'll re-listen to those sounds quite a few more times.
Cool.
Can I say one more thing?
You may.
My double has been seen again. And this time I have witnesses.
There's more than just you. There's more than double. There's lots of you floating a boot.
Yeah. And I was seen recently by two doctors in a hospital. And I hadn't been there. And they knew me. And they said, hi, you're back.
Right. Well, and the creatine level wasn't too out of bounds.
The what level?
The creatine level wasn't too out of bounds.
And I don't understand what creatine...
You were being seen for renal issues, the others of you.
Oh, okay.
And it's better.
Oh, awesome. Will you join us for our Emerald Tablets, where a few of us are going going through the Emerald Tablets on
the world of thought. The world of thought.
Yes.
Bob gets all giddy with that. He's all he can stand. Tell us, Bob. Connect, and then we'll see. This is the see, because you got to come in at some point and start this process individually. It's a corporeal, individual connection. And so connect. And as you do that, then don't think of it as in or out or on or off. Think of it as your connection to it. And the more you're connected to it, you can't keep us away.
Oh,
promise.
Okay.
Promise.
Okay. So
okay.
I don't want to hog more time. This is
right.
Wonderful.
You shot yourself in the foot.
Good, there is no time.
Hog more time, so we won't let you more time. All right,
okay.
Next. I unmute everyone.
All participants are now unmuted.
Am I available for private readings now?
Everything is private.
Yay.
This is a private session.
Yay, I know. That. Well, other than that, can I reserve more and more and more?
I don't know. We don't know yet.
Right now,
yeah, do your private reading right here, quickly.
Okay. What kinds of things?
No, yes, sort of. It will if you want it to. Don't think about it. You're putting too much attention to it. Let it flow. You're trying to stop the river and you don't even know where the stream began. Figure out the difference. If you can divide water into steam and take steam and make it into water, you certainly ought to be able to move it into a different direction, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Good. It's not a thinking man's game. Get on with it.
Okay. The Middle Kingdom, is it equal to the distance of the inner and outer put together?
No, it is not. It is not. Go back to the old Revelation notes, Bob. It's in the stratosphere, the troposphere, all those different spheres.
Yes.
In those differences, that's where the answer to that question is, and you've already got that. Come on.
Okay. I need to collect my words together better before I continue. Someone else can
It's
know.
All right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Take it little by little, little by little. You can eat every bit of this information. Bob only asked for a lifetime's worth. And he's already gotten that. So now we're starting on another. So, of course, we would say you must have all that first. But you can eat an elephant, but you just don't have to eat it all at once. Do a little bite at a time. Chew on it, chew on it, chew on it, and have another bite. And it'll get easier, and then it'll start feeling good. And once it feels good, then you'll be voracious. And then once you get voracious, we just hope you don't turn out like Bob.
Ion does not like my constituency, the 99%ers. He's got the 1%ers, and we are eternal at loggerheads.
Ion's not impressed with your ways of communication, Bob?
No, Ion has never been impressed with me. I'm an absolute idiot in Ion's perspective.
He doesn't communicate. That's the point.
That's right. He doesn't communicate.
I think you both obfuscate.
Yes, I am his fucked up son. Well,
yeah.
He's my son. We don't know which.
Okay, anybody else with questions?
I have a question.
Did Madeline's already had one, right? I heard Madeline's voice, so we got to go for another new person. Who's that other person?
Eliza.
Go ahead, Eliza. Yes.
Hi, Ion. I love you so much.
Yes, we as you as well.
I've been using Angel Speak for a while now, and one of the things that I've been using it for is to change the environment of my work, of where I work at. I don't know how else to put this, but I'm just so tired of being surrounded by little men, and I'm hoping that the environment that I'm going into is a little bit more supportive than what I'm in right now.
Want some help?
Sure.
Old Testament Levitical smoting is our specialty. Line of God, I'll take care of it. Watch. As she nervously laughs. We're serious. Line it up. It's not a problem. You make it the way you want it to be. Tell them to get happy or get out.
Well, honestly, there's so, I mean, I think it's just the whole environment. I mean, if it's not one person or if it's not one area of the place, then it's like another one. So I'm thinking maybe I just need to, like,
get happy or get out.
Yeah. Exactly.
Get happy or get out. If you want to change it, change it. If you don't, get out. Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Be happy. Be happy. Be happy.
What useless platitudes. Come back to me, Eliza. I'll give you way better advice than this.
I've got a little vicissitude for you. Don't you worry.
Yeah. I got some, what was the other word? The platitude in my vicissitude.
Yeah.
That's what I've got.
So you're saying that Ion gives the platitudes and you'll give the vicissitudes.
Yeah, I give the vicissitudes. Action. Ion relies on cliches by the queen.
Yes, yes. We say that God is love. Bob says, God is love, but does he love you?
I do say that, don't I?
Now, vicissitude is the quality or state of being changeable, mutable.
Yeah.
Right. I'm the changeable. Ion is the constant.
Do.
Cool.
We got to do. We got to do, folks. There, you hear that? Do.
Do. Anything else, Eliza, before we move on to the next questioner?
Thank you, Ion. You can move on.
Just be careful to ignore some funerals, Eliza. Several people will be muted in your office, and you'll be happy.
Okay, who yelled?
Voting. Make
Ion,
smoking.
I did. Austin, Greg's son, Austin, wants to talk to Ion. He's been wanting to talk to Ion for 6 months. So here you go.
Go.
Hello?
Hey, Austin.
Hey, Austin.
Ion's here.
Get off your mute, Austin.
Hey, Ion, I wanted to ask you a question.
Go right ahead.
I wanted to ask you how far away I am from my, like, throne.
2.5 worlds.
2.5? How do world. I, like, get closer to it? Like, what do you do
okay.
to progress?
Then you can go back to the old original, the mark of looking up for the symbols. Number one's got all those symbols. Callan has them, too. If you want to start there, do the symbols. Now, there's going to be faster, easier ways from a portal side, but the things that you're looking for that you can't find in your room, that's how far away it is. So you've got to line up where you are geographically to get back 2.5 worlds to get where your stuff is. That's what you're looking for. Yes?
Okay, so you're saying I need to go back to find, like, my original things?
Yes, the symbols. There's a whole thing on the symbols. Number one's got them all.
Number one's got the symbols? What are the symbols?
Number one has them all.
He ain't gonna give them out to anybody. Get his own
symbols.
Oh,
well, sorry. Sorry for your luck.
They're not for sale, Ion.
Can I make a scan of the symbols I drew up and send them to Austin?
Most
okay,
absolutely.
I'll send you
your fucking symbols, not sending my symbols.
Just print them out and stick them on the wall in your room, and then you can go from one to the other. Now, this isn't psychotropic or anything, but you'll be amazed because you're open to it. You don't have any reservation about it. Just do it, and then get on with it.
Okay.
Cool.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah, a little Vestal Goodman can't hurt either.
All right.
You know who that is, Austin? Don't you? You know Vestal Goodman. Ginny plays it.
Who again?
Vestal Goodman. I'm sure Ginny has played it around you.
She's the singer, the gospel singer?
I've probably heard it before, but I don't know specifically who it is.
Well, we know you have. We know you have.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's the one that makes your skin curdle.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Have some of that.
Ion, you brought in the most callers I've ever had. 28 callers, Ion. Thanks for that.
Oh, no. Oh, no. We're so sorry.
Anything else, Austin?
I don't think so, just besides where I get the symbols and how to, really.
I'll fax them. I'll scan our page of symbols. It's just a 9x12, and send them to you because you asked.
It's her pet. Hers, not mine. You don't get my fucking symbols.
I'm going to take them.
Austin and I bonded in Chicago. So.
Oh, see? Yeah, you know the guy.
Okay. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Okay, great, Austin. Nice to hear you.
Next.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Ion?
How are RNA drugs?
Go ahead, Gene.
How will the RNA drugs change my brain as it repairs the three-head concussion? And what can...
Okay. That's good. What happens is the labyrinth, the conduit that runs through your brain, it retracts where any damage is, so it's not really damage. All your brain is a storage area. It's just a storage bin. So if you cram something up, you just cram it up. It's okay. Just move it up and out. But it's retracking the conduit or the electrical impulses to other parts that go past that, because it doesn't matter anyway. Just a holding space. That's
neuroplasticity.
All. And
she's saying neuroplasticity.
Neuroplasticity is great, but it's even when you start including that into the hypothalamus, it reprograms it. It doesn't. It's not just neuroplasticity. It, when it goes through the hypothalamus, it's reprogramming.
And that's exactly what I needed for my fastest path to joy.
Of course you do. Of course. You're welcome.
Thank you. One more question. Can you provide any useful information for me about what happened to me in 2008? About my experience?
It's where you're going back to. You'll get it. It's okay.
All right. Is there any significance to Wendy and I being rendered unconscious within the same 24-hour period? Uh-oh, hello?
FAST virus database has been updated.
You heard that, Ion. Did you get it?
Hello?
Did he get bumped off?
No. Let me see.
Ask a different way.
Yeah, ask a different way.
Did Wendy and I go to the same world when we weren't here?
If you were asking from Wendy's position, the answer is yes, but not from yours. Do you see how that can get a little twisted?
Wendy came to my world?
Basically, yeah.
There you go.
Bob.
Yes, I'm going to. I've muted them. They're okay. Go ahead.
Bob.
Yes.
Pull it.
Yes.
Bob, pull her back to the Olivia when the red-headed Olivia is coming back in the confusion. That's the
right.
Wendy issue she's having.
Right. So
they,
we get her to look at those episodes.
Yeah, and that'll help that.
That's on
All
Fringe,
right.
Gene.
All right. So I'm not Gene the cow.
No.
Very good. Very good. And see, that's why it would be confusing, obviously. Good. They have fun. What great fun. Well, very wonderful. Is everyone in happy, good, and done? Therefore, we are complete.
Wow.
JW.
Are you still there, JW?
Oh my gosh.
Yay!
That was such a treat. Oh my god.
Is Barry still here?
Let me see his phone number.
When he emailed, no. He just said he'd be able to hang out for a bit, so I guess that was it.
I think he's gone. I don't see the digits. So yes, that's like one of the other JWs, the one that doesn't want to be known. You know, when the other JW happens, he doesn't respond, so he hung up.
He sounded very much like the original Ion I remember in the beginning hearing.
Well, it's probably because it's on a different... I mean, you don't get that in the communique?
Sometimes not. Sometimes sounds a little different. Not the last one, but the ones before that sounded a little different.
Right. Well, it's different phone environments.
But it
no,
was
I don't...
The,
no, it, yeah, Wendy's saying it's more than that.
Did I understand him right? Did he say to smote them? Is that what he said?
No, he's going to smote them. There's going to be some funerals in your area there.
Oh my God, are you serious? Is that what?
That's what he said.
Jeez, I should send him a list then.
Yeah. Just declare it. Just declare it.
I'm at that point.
That's a male voice. What's the male voice saying?
It's
Michael Brown.
Yes.
What do you think of that? Look what you created, Michael. You caused that.
No, Bob, listen to this. Listen to this. When I was on the radio with you last, I had a knowing that I would be on the radio when Ian came back. And I wondered why that didn't happen. You know, I left and I... And it's amazing that that it happened.
Welcome to my world, Michael.
That's it. That's good. Yeah, so I wasn't off by saying you were a factor here. You thought you would bring back Ion. You knew it. You knew it. And then it didn't happen. You got disappointed and you went fucking brown. And you went to music and back to acoustic bass. In your remorse and grief. Well, you picked the right time. It's great. Go ahead. What?
I thought it was a prank for the first few seconds, actually.
Well, what? In other words, it was an imitator? Is that what you're saying?
I didn't sort of analyze it, but I didn't. I was in a bit of disbelief for the first few seconds. I guess everybody was.
Yes, I heard Ginny go, oh, my God, this is I. Oh, my God, you doubting Thomas, Ginny. None of you guys. Yes, there was disbelief. That was fantastic. We must excerpt that and make a song out of it, Michael. The moment of disbelief was about 5 seconds or 10 seconds as everybody held their breath.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
All this time we've been waiting for him to come back and everybody was so stunned, it's like, where's all the questions?
Yeah, I completely forgot all my questions. I was like,
I know, I got the deer in the headlight thing too.
Yeah,
it happens every time.
I was listening on the computer because I was trying to save my phone battery for later, and I was so flustered. I ran and I got the phone, and I'm going, "What am I going to do? What am I going to do? I got to get back in." And then I hit redial. And thank God got back in.
Yeah, you almost lost it.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And then when I formed my questions, they just didn't come out the way they were in my head. So.
That's right.
But he answered them anyway, which has always been the pattern.
That's right. It's mm-hmm. like what goes in is not the same as what you go. You eat something, it comes out a different color. It comes out brown.
Well, what about the way he answered Sarah's question? She said two words, and then he went...
He went yes, no, maybe, or something. Yes.
Yeah, everything's a mirror. It was a mirror. That's what I do when I'm asked a question on payday.
That's right. That's right. Ian knows every one of you. He was already...
Mm-hmm. It was exactly what I wanted to hear. It was iambic pentameter... Everything nonsense. It was very satisfying. Loved it.
Yeah.
Who asked about the private sessions? Why did Ian respond to that?
There was no answer.
He did not commit himself. And then I said, what's the difference? Or this is a private session. He did not say anything. I think he eventually said, we'll see. Something like that, right?
You think he was testing us to see if we were ready for him to come back?
Oh, yeah.
It was Gary's boy.
That's why he knocked out the fucking radio thing. He had to deflate the fucking thing just for Ion to be there.
Mm. I did hear a weird transmitted signal, and then Michael came in the bedroom where I was laying, and he's like, "You don't know, do you?" And I, just because Ion's on the air.
Wow.
I did hear this weird signal in my right ear.
Mm.
Wow, that's the signal that we eventually did hear.
I think so. Well, when we started hearing it later, or when it was on the air later, I go, "Oh man, now everybody has to deal with that excruciating sound I just heard."
Are you saying you heard the sound that sort of high pitched, long
in my right ear
before?
She heard it earlier.
I did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Sounded like he was in a submarine doing Morse code.
Mermaid.
It could have been an old fashioned UFO just hovering near JW. You know, it could
Why do you say old fashioned?
Well, because UFOs aren't like Ion is the real UFO. Ion is the new form of it. So the old fashioned is, you know, from third counters of the third kind, you know, beep 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 beep. It's a sound you get from the older UFOs.
I have to tell you something that he said when he said that about the red headed Olivia. Now, this is really freaky. I had been to the hospital for a follow-up appointment. Two separate doctors met me in the hall, and including the one that was treating me that I'd never met before, and they were delighted to see me. They're like, "Oh, you're back." And when I got in to see the specialist, and I'm telling them I've never been here before, and that poor man, he looked just stricken. So anyway, when I went home, and then it got even worse. Then somebody thought they recognized Ed, and they called him by my first husband who passed away name. And then when I told Ed about all these doubles that people keep seeing of me, and I said, "Well, thank God, now you've got to witness it, because he was with me, so it won't ever get me into trouble, because I've had people come up and think I was their girlfriend." So anyway, when I got home, I got Ed to take me to the hairdresser's, and I was blonde. I got my hair dyed dark, dark red. And then I said, "Now we'll see if anybody recognizes me when I go back for my next appointment," which was a couple days ago. And when I went back, of course, they didn't recognize me. But that was weird that Ion said, "Redheaded Olivia."
You got that dyed a few days ago.
I forgot about that. That's right. You dyed your hair red.
Yeah. And then
Ion can see you.
Bob, I've got a good one. I was driving through the border at Niagara Falls and just going through the Canadian customs. And the guy says, "What are you doing here?" And I tell him I'm going to visit my dad. And he said, "Oh, how often do you come up?" And I said, "Blah, blah, blah." And he said, "Well, you flew into Pearson International Airport a week and a half ago."
Mm.
And I went, "No, I didn't." And he said, "Well, it's right here in the computer." So I think my saving grace was, "Hey, buddy, it's $900 to fly into Toronto, and it's $300 to fly into Buffalo. Why would I do that?" And he just looked at his computer and shook his head, and he's still shaking his head while he gives him back my passport.
Wow.
So there was a Greg that went through the border, and the second customs registered it.
That's pretty good. Back to Wendy, what was that part about Ed? I missed the part, something in the hospital on Ed.
Well, he had to take me for appointment. And when I arrived there, one of the doctors was walking down the hall, said, "Oh, hi, you're back," and all this stuff. Then it happened with the specialist who was treating me. But then when we were leaving, I asked Ed if he would sit at the desk and make my next appointment for me, because I had to go to the washroom. When I came back, I saw this lady was all animated talking to him like she knew him. And so when we were leaving, I said, "Oh, what was all that about?" And he goes, "That was freaking weird." He said, "That lady comes up to me and goes, 'Hi, Ken. only she had the last name wrong, like it wasn't my old last name. And he's going, oh, I'm not Ken. And she's going, oh, I thought you were Ken so-and-so. But the weird part about it is my first husband's name was Ken. Mm-hmm. And they looked nothing alike, but I thought, now this is freaky. Two doctors insist they saw me a week ago, which would have made sense if when I was in with my wrist, I was supposed to come back 10 days later. And remember, I couldn't make a decision to let them put me to sleep or not. And I played around with it for a long time, made the decision. And then when I made my appointment, the doctor said, come in 10 days. Well, I forgot to phone, so I couldn't.